infect your throat, or that's out of your mouth, or what?
Mouth, too.
Your mouth, too, and your throat. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about this disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Oh, that could be yellowginas,
mm-hmm.
and hepatitis and that, mm-hmm. so.
Okay. Well, what about if you have extremely bad pain right about here, so you probably have an attack of...
Appendicitis.
Okay. Well, what about if a person eats or drinks something that doesn't agree with him and it comes back up, you say he had to...
Retch.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Vomit. Mm-hmm.
Retch, vomit, or... Can you think of anything else? Throw up. Okay. Something. I've heard people say, you know, instead of, in addition to throw up or retch or vomit, you had to puke.
Puke.
Yeah. You heard of that?
You don't say that too much now.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that in a long
time. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or a person who had to do that, you say he's sick where?
On the stomach.
Okay. Well, what about, talking about a neighbor who's heard some news, you might say, well, she hardly got the news herself when she came right over.
Told me.
Okay. What about if you invite somebody to come see you this evening and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you might say, well, now, if you don't come,
I'll be disappointed.
Or if, let's say if you and your husband together have invited somebody to come see you, and if you're glad to see them, you might say, talking about them coming over tonight now, when you come over tonight, we
glad to see you.
Okay. Talking about glad to see you, have you ever heard a person use the word proud to mean the same thing? We sure are proud to see you, or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. What about if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house over and over again, and, you know, the neighbors begin to think that he's getting serious about her, you say he's doing what? If it's just one girl in particular, that he keeps going to...
Going steady.
Have you ever heard people around here say that he's courting that girl? Would you say something like that, or would you say something different?
Probably something different.
Can you think of anything in particular? Maybe just dating her or something like
that? Dating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or she would, he would be called her what? That's her?
Boyfriend.
Uh-huh, and she is his?
Girlfriend.
Okay, and if that boy comes home with, and he's got lipstick on or his collar, his little brother might see it and say, aha, you've been...
Kissing.
Okay. Got caught. What about if he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what would you say she did to him?
Turn him down.
Mm-hmm. Or let's say that she didn't turn him down, they might go ahead and get
married.
Okay. What do you got a wedding? What do you call the man who stands up with the groom? He's the
best man.
And the girl who stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything like after a couple gets married, a whole lot of people follow them home to their house and just you know, start making a lot of noise and celebrating and all that? Is there anything particular you call that?
Reception.
A reception, okay. Have you ever heard people call that a serenade or something like that?
No.
Haven't heard of that, okay. What about if you had been in Atlanta during the weekend, and you had seen somebody while you were over there, and you were going to tell me about it, you'd say, oh, I saw him.
In Atlanta.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say, I saw him over in Atlanta?
Yes.
Would you ever say something like that?
No.
Okay. Or what about if a person were in Birmingham,